Taylor Lorenz calls Dylan Mulvaney, guest of honor at party hosted by Kathy Griffin, one of the most beautiful and brave women on the planet. By David Ng on August 30, 2023. In a nightmarish scenario that conjures hellish imagery of screeching banshees and living gargoyles, transgender Bud Light killer Dylan Mulvaney was honored at a recent party hosted by Kathy Griffin. Washington Post reporter and Swiss boarding school trustafarian Taylor Lorenz was also a host, unironically praising Mulvaney as one of the most beautiful and brave women on the planet. Dylan Mulvaney is in actuality a man who parades around in a grating parody of a teenage girl, boasting on social media about the number of days of his so-called girlhood. The trans influencer posted photos and videos from the party to his Instagram stories on Wednesday. Other participants included pop singer Sia, actresses Rosie O'Donnell, Pamela Adlon, and Lorraine Newman, comedians Margaret Cho, Ryan Asher, and Julia Sweeney, and writers Moshe Lundstrom Halbert and Meredith Lynch. Mulvaney and Griffin gushed about the salon in one of the videos, bizarrely noting that guests had to ask permission to use the restroom. It remains unclear why Mulvaney was being honored at the gathering and where it took place. In a series of glamour shots posted to social media, Taylor Lorenz unironically called Mulvaney one of the most beautiful and brave women on the planet. None of the participants wore masks despite Taylor Lorenz's statements in a series of X posts earlier this month demanding that everyone should mask up in public even if they have been vaccinated multiple times, adding that those who failed to comply will spread death and disability. In a group photo commemorating the event, Griffin said Cho was recognized as the best-dressed attendee. Mulvaney recently was honored at the Streamy Awards, a hitherto obscure awards show for streaming entertainment where he received a trophy as breakout creator for his TikTok videos. In his acceptance speech, Mulvaney complained about an extreme amount of transphobia and hate that has been directed his way. "You need to support trans people publicly and proudly," he demanded. Meanwhile, sales of Bud Light continue to falter in the wake of Anheuser-Busch InBev's ill-fated marketing deal with Mulvaney, with Modelo widening its newfound lead as the best-selling beer brand in the U.S. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.